fighting the socialists in Washington, exposing the nonsense in Congress, restoring common sense to government. It's Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. We the people must make a stand, so let your voice be heard. And call Pete now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome to Common Sense Radio. That's right, it's Thursday night, it's 8 p.m., and you're right where you should be in front of your radio listening to Common Sense Radio. So you can find out what's going on in the news, what's going on, the backstory, the side story, what's really happening, trying to sift through all this stuff. And yeah, we had bad weather again on a Thursday night, but it's on its way out. Why? Because the fierce, award-winning engineer of Common Sense Radio has driven out the bad weather. I mean, he's like so protective of his electrons, he drives out bad weather to make sure.
Thursday night event.
It is like a Thursday night event, but you notice like last time, it barely touched us.
Yep.
It was in fear of the great power that was, you know, focused
like
and centered in the, like an orb in this, in the, right here in this studio. And again, it's been pushed off. So it's clearing. You'll have sunshine tomorrow. Why? Because we have the most powerful engineer and sorcerer of the electrons, co-host, executive producer, all-around nice guy, Mark Holliday.
Thank you, Pete. Anybody looking on the webcam sees me shaking my head.
No, you.
It's tune into the webcam if you want to see what's going on.
No, to the webcam and see what we're doing.
Yeah.
I wonder how many people are searching.
They're searching for the webcam right now. No, I pulled up and I thought it was really weird. There's clouds everywhere except over
right
this
here.
Building.
It's like a little rainbow.
There was a little rainbow right over the building.
Yeah, okay.
So odd.
Well,
I figured it had to be you. It had to be.
Okay, I'll take credit, I guess.
Yeah. And, as always, we have our Director of Quality Assurance trying to bring dignity and decorum to this wayward show and awesome displays of natural power. She's trying to help us out in any way that she can. But she is a co-host, head of the research department, executive producer, Gold Star, wife, United States Coast Guard, Teresa Taylor.
It's a pleasure, Pete.
It's always a pleasure having you here. How are you doing?
Good.
Oh, that's right. Kids are out. Yeah. Well, and a shout out to my daughter and her husband, Jessica and Nathan, and all the children. They're probably not listening. They got much better things to do. But they're here from North Carolina also.
Yeah.
Spring breaking it.
Yeah.
So
good state. So how was your Easter worshiping?
My Easter worshiping.
Did you worship Easter?
You know, that's the oddest thing. I've never thought that I worshiped Easter. I mean, we worship the risen Christ, but I never. That's a new one.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a perfect shoe in, because we always start with the terror.
Exactly.
And awful, awful, horrific bombings and attacks in Sri Lanka. On Easter morning. It's kind of funny. I guess they're revising. It's somewhere between 200 and 300. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
First it was 200.
Of course.
Then they said
no
300. Now they're saying they're revising it. Who knows? Of course, when I go to Google it, I find it odd. I go to Google tonight to get an update, right?
Sure.
And who do I get? I get CNN, Al Jazeera, APP, Al Jazeera, CNN.
Mm.
Hmm.
Really? Really?
Sources.
When I Google, that's all I get for an update? Really? So,
well, and I do believe shut down their, it was either social media or all the internet.
Social media,
social media, okay.
So here we are again, it's Easter, 200 to 300 people who are either in hotels or churches going to Easter morning services, mass, or whatever they're doing, 8 different bombs.
Yeah.
I don't know how many people. I've been able to see how many people were actually involved. ISIS, even though we thought ISIS was pretty much eviscerated, has claimed credit for it. They said they did it. And they said in that claim that it is retribution for New Zealand.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
That's what I read. I don't know.
Look,
was it just the radical Muslims there wanting to kill Christians?
You know, she grew up in Lebanon, and now she's one of the most outspoken advocates against radical Islam and why we should all, you know, perk up and understand. And she just makes it real plain. And she said, you know, when people say they want to kill you, You can believe them.
Yes,
you can believe them.
They say, I want
to
kill you, you can
believe them. And it's kind of like, you know, well, if they're saying that, then it could be true.
And you know, and the Easter worshiper thing was like...
But it was weird how it was scripted, kind of.
It's just bad reporting. It's the fact of the matter is that we don't have real journalists, real reporters anymore. We just have mockingbirds that squawk out the party line, whatever it might be.
There's always a little script now that goes with every story.
Right,
and there's a few code words that attach to whatever breaks.
Every no matter what source you look at, you could have picked any one of them. They would all have been exactly the same. In the story.
That's what kind of got me about it. Because when I first saw it going, people were going nuts about Obama saying Easter worshiper. And I'm like, oh, come on, that's Obama, you know. He doesn't really like Christians anyway. He said Easter worship. Who cares, right?
Yeah.
And then the odd thing was, Hillary. I saw it later, Hillary tweeted the same thing. Now, it's such an odd term that nobody's ever used before. What are the chances that Hillary and Barry...
Yeah.
Came up with the same oddball, never used before term independently.
This
is not organic. It was a pre-planned, somehow or other, the message got between everybody.
It was a spontaneous protest.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Well, and look, in the big picture, what I think they try to do is when it's Muslims or Islam, radical Islam, that does something, they want to take the sting out of it.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know,
nothing
why are we
going to
take the sting out of it? Because, you know, there's a lot of that, and we don't want to get people riled up, so we're going to try to water down. You know, it's our duty to calm the people. Report it, but we're going to calm you. We don't want to incite you, so we're going to water this down. Oh, but when the reverse happens, it's so rare that somebody's attacking the Muslims, so we're going to make a big deal about that. We want to make sure you know Muslims were persecuted, Muslims were murdered.
And let's not forget, has it been 2 full weeks since Notre Dame?
Macron
is over here talking about, well, maybe for the new diversity cathedral, have you heard this?
He wants
to include a minaret of sorts in the new construction.
Macron
I kid you not.
No. Yeah. He wants to make Notre Dame.
Robert Spencer, of course I had to dig deep to find it, but Robert Spencer follows this stuff. I'll post it.
You're kidding.
No.
Macron has said that he wants to make Notre Dame.
Because it reflects more of the new
diversity
France.
Cathedral and put a minaret on it.
Yeah. Because that reflects France today.
They've won. They might. You need to get out of France now.
Well,
if you're in France,
then again, just the fact that he's saying that so fast to me almost confirms your worst fears. Because part of understanding what a caliphate is and what those goals are toward that, those symbolic gestures are everything.
But, you know,
that's what they're after. You know,
when you look at the big picture, and you think about, oh God, what was his name? The French surrendering first. Is anybody really surprised at that?
Yeah. Well, no.
I mean, come on. Yeah. Look at history. Huh, the Nazis roll in and the French surrender and form a government with the Nazis. Who saw that one coming?
Right.
Radical Islam invades France and the French surrender and form a new government with radical Islam. Who saw that one?
Yeah.
Golly. And actually, I thought they were kind of coming together and realizing... You know, they had really lost something. But I guess they've lost it already. They don't care.
Yeah.
That's really distressing.
It is. I will find it for you because you'll want to read about that. Yeah.
You know, I'm one of those ones, and I'm sorry, we'll catch a lot of flack for this, but we don't worship the same God.
No.
Okay?
So despite what you can even be told, it's not the same thing.
All that myth and crap, it's all that, nice coexistence. Christians do not worship the same God. That all that Abrahamic God stuff is a bunch of BS. It is not the God of Abraham that the Muslims worship.
We've talked about this before. We'd have a theology spinoff show.
I know. We need to do that. No.
We could run with that.
Yeah. So
you're right.
No. So anyway, we don't get into all that, but.
But it needs to be covered, right?
No, it needs to be covered.
It's been glazed over quickly.
It does. It gets glazed over. It's just sad because and I might be doing a column on this is the attacks and vandalism of churches and attacks on Christians. That death toll, they're killing Christians in Nigeria. They're killing Christians
Steeples
in the Philippines.
Steeples are toppled all the time.
They're constantly defacing and vandalizing churches in Europe. It's actually quite commonplace. You know, persecution of Christians ain't newsworthy, I guess, because it's commonplace. And they won't tell you about it. All right. There's a lot of big stories still coming. The Mueller report is still going crazy, and Romney's talking out of his head. But the big news is, guess who's in the race? Guess who's going to save the Democrat Party? Old Creepy Joe is back. We'll get into that, too, before it's all over. Give us a call or a text at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. And look, folks, if you have automobile needs for repairs, for service, for maintenance, and you don't know where to go, or you're frustrated because you feel like you're not getting a fair shake, you need to go to King's Automotive at 5450 Wilson Road. And that is in Tillman's Corner. King's Automotive is right there at the intersection of I-10 and Highway 90. If you're heading south on 10, I mean on Highway 90, and you go underneath 10, look to the right. Right there is a little switchback on Willis Road. A big sign says King's Automotive, checkered flags all over it. That is your place to get your car repaired. They're very honest, very thorough. They will troubleshoot it. They won't just stick a bunch of expensive parts in it. They'll go figure out where to get the parts from. They work across the country. They don't just call the guy down the road to bring the most expensive. They find you parts, and they'll give you the choice. You want to pay the expensive one, or you want to wait till one comes in tomorrow that's $200 less. They're good at it. So you need to go to King's Automotive for all your repair needs. They do servicing, maintenance, whatever you need. And then when you need a new car, they specialize in having budget-friendly cars around. They got them all over the lot. So, you know, you need a couple thousand or a few thousand dollars. You need something reliable for that high school kid who just needs to, you go to late night, you know, band practice or football practice or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Or whatever you're trying to do. Or you're trying to get them to, that millennial, to take that trip out west and never come back. They've got those budget-friendly cars there
and
for
she's,
you.
They're always getting new inventory.
Right.
I saw today she has 3 or 4 new things going.
Regularly there. So you need to go to King's Automotive in Tillman's Corner for the royal treatment and tell them you heard it here on Common Sense Radio. Okay, folks, a lot of news out there, but there's also a lot of good things happening in our community. And one of the things is happening is that we have a new resource for our veterans. And because, you know, our veterans have a really tough time when it comes to PTSD and substance abuse and all those things.
Correct.
That the VA is overwhelmed. There's not enough out there. So there's a new organization, and now with the Open Clinic, Veterans Recovery Resources right here in Mobile. And we have Colonel Jerry Steele, who is a retired from the United States Marine Corps. He's on the board with Veterans Recovery Resources. And he just wanted get on with us a little bit and tell us a little bit about what's going on with Veterans Recovery Resources. How you doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing well, and thank you so much, Pete, for allowing me some time tonight to talk about the Veterans Recovery Resources.
Right.
And let me start by saying that Veterans Recovery Resources, or as I like to just do it, the VRR, is a nonprofit, and it's community-based, as you said, and it's by veterans for veterans. And we provide medical and behavioral wellness services through our community-based peer support program for veterans, their families, caregivers, and survivors suffering from post-traumatic stress, substance abuse, and any other co-occurring wellness issue. And I'd like to state our mission so that everybody is clear, and that is, our mission is to accelerate veteran well-being by removing the barriers to care. Vets Recover is designed to deliver the highest quality, evidence-based, compassionate, and affordable services to all veterans who need help, regardless of discharge status or their ability to pay.
And that's big. Regardless of what your discharge status is, regardless of your ability to pay, they want to help you. Even if you're not in the VA system or whatever, they will help you.
And Pete, what makes us a little bit even more different is we are providing services to spouses, which the VA will
do.
We also will provide services to that service person, our veteran, even if he may be still dependent on drugs and so forth. We want to help our veterans.
Because isn't that one of the keys that's been a real problem is we got veterans have PTSD, but the problem when you go to the VA system or any other system is they won't treat your PTSD until your substance abuse has been treated or something like that. Is that right?
That's correct.
And that's where Veterans Recovery Resources comes in, because that'll take you and get
the whole person.
Treats the whole person. They get it all done. I mean,
because
honestly, how do you get it? You know, we're going to do this in sequence. We'll do this, then do this.
Yeah, and please understand, we're not only treating the veteran regardless of his status and his ability to pay, we're also treating the family.
Right.
And that's important. Anyone that suffered from any of this understands that, you know, until you address the entire issue, and that includes the family and their caregivers or whoever, you know,
right.
You get that. And I've been fortunate enough, I've gone over there a couple of times and manned the desk just so I could get a better feel for this. And numerous, case after case, guys are walking out, their significant other or spouse is taking counseling. They can take it together, they can take it separately. You know, there's no limit on this. But to a man and a woman, they come out of there renewed. They come out of there feeling good. I had a guy the other day says, now I've got a job, now I've got an apprenticeship, I'm going back to college, my wife is taking counseling too, we are getting on with our life, you know, and it brings tears to my eyes, you know.
It's a great story, and I mean, it's a lot of common sense, because, you know, if you have a family member that is struggling with some sort of, you know, whether it's a mental illness or mental affliction or substance abuse or whatever you want to call it, you want to term it, the stress is on the whole family.
That's right.
Yeah. So I mean, it's just common sense. And thank God there's somebody out there that's willing to help the whole family, the whole person.
Yeah. And please understand, this is a unique organization. It's not nationwide yet, but it will be, and it's starting here in Mobile. This is a Mobile thing.
It's a cutting edge. It may be the template for the whole
nation. You know, we use licensed professionals, clinic psychologists, counselors, family and marriage therapists, you know, medical providers, and that's important. We do well, you know.
Yeah, I mean, y'all have partnerships with USA and other organizations, right?
Absolutely, and USA and all of the Mobile County Health Department, you know, we've got, and you know, another thing that really helps is our veteran peer specialist and mentors. They are qualified and, you know, go to a great extent to be able to do and provide that kind of help, the peer support. And these are guys that, you know, these are veterans. They're, you know, there's no other word for it. They're veterans who have overcome the problem. And they know what the barriers are to these guys.
And that's a big deal that they are veterans. They really understand where...
Well, this is a veterans helping veterans. We're not... Now, I would say there are some clinical staff, some of the doctors that may have family members that are veterans and weren't themselves veterans, but the preponderance, the staff, is veterans. And that's another thing... Again, manning the desk, I saw a veteran that needed help walk in, and as soon as he saw that there was a veteran behind the desk, I'm not talking about myself, but one of our staff, his eyes just lit up. I mean, it was over. You know, he knew he had reached what he needed. It wasn't government middleman handing him off to somebody else. These guys take him under, and they do the right thing. Thanks.
Right, and they've got a great little clinic already open at 1160 Spring Hill Avenue.
Yeah,
and they got plans to open
the
bigger.
Yeah, the actual address is 1156 Spring Hill Avenue, but if you put that in, it comes up 1160. Yeah. And Pete, I'm gonna get to the contact information in a minute, but you know, you and I talked earlier about some of the women's services that are available to that. You know. Services for children, you know, this is a comprehensive, well-done, well-thought-out program. And currently, like you said, we're open for outpatient right now. And we have, there are some big money people in this community that are going to build us a inpatient facility, 16 beds, so that we can take those that are really strung out, hung up.
Yeah, because that capacity or that service lacks. It's not even here.
Right.
You can't get it.
The closest residential facility is in Biloxi.
Right. And now you brought up the women's. They're going to have a Women Veterans Connect is going to start next Wednesday, 5 to 6:30 p.m. Starts May 1st. So it will be every Wednesday starting next week there on Spring Hill Avenue, 1156 Spring Hill Avenue at the Veterans Recovery Resources Clinic. That's Women Veterans Connect.
That's correct. I actually know the leader of that group, and she is wonderful. She is the heart of the biggest heart in the world, but she is tough.
And they
she addresses the issues, and she makes sure that things go well.
Yes, right. She's great. On May 2nd, the very next night, if you've been moved by hearing about what an amazing resource this is, then give a little, donate a little, and also have a little fun while you're at it. On May 2nd, Azalea Manor, you can go have a night out. It's called Run the Roses, Kentucky Derby theme. There's going to be great food, fun, drinks.
Mint juleps.
Yeah, cocktails, mocktails. We got door prizes. It's going to be a blast. All of the information's on our Facebook page.
It's on Facebook
how
page.
To get tickets.
It's May 2nd. That's a week
next
from tonight.
Week. Yeah,
it's
get your tickets.
It's Azalea Manor. That's downtown. I think the address is like 953 or 753.
But do it
Dolphin
now.
Street.
We have a code. You can save $20 on
20
each
bucks.
Ticket. Yeah, so code Thrive.
Who said this is a worthless program?
Oh, no, and never.
you
can have
you
fun
go.
And support our veterans all at the same time.
All right. Well, Colonel, thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much.
Oh, tell us the website real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the website information, we're at www. Let me pull that up real quick.
I think it's veteransrecoveryresources.org. Is that right?
It's actually www.vets, that's V-E-T-S, recover, recover.org.
There you go.
Telephone number 1-866-648. 7334, and like I said, I mentioned earlier that we just want to serve the veteran. If he has money, doesn't have money, we'll make arrange.
No, hey, Colonel, keep us updated. We're up on the hard break, but go to vetsrecovery.org and check in with us and let us know what's going on. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right. Welcome back to Common Sense Radio. And at the bottom of the hour, we go to a very special sponsor, ABC Signs and ABC Shirts. That's right. That is your headquarters for custom-made dry-fit shirts, custom-made yard signs, custom-made banners, any kind of sign that you want, promotional materials. And they got your Trump store. They're right down there, LaRue Steiner Road, in off of Highway 90 in Tillman's Corner, just south of I-10, turn there by the Tractor Supply. But anyway, go to their website, abcshirts.biz, B-I-Z, or abcsigns.biz, B-I-Z. You can order custom-made dry-fit shirts to help with the graphic. Yeah, I mean, whatever graphic you want, it can be something made up for your company, for your family reunion, your sports team, whatever. Or you want to run for office, or you want to have a yard sale every Saturday, whatever it is. They can do the yard signs. They can do it all. The banners. Maybe you want a welcome home banner for somebody, or you just want to put something out,
keep your dog off my lawn.
Keep your dog off my lawn.
Something like that. I don't know.
Keep Uncle Joe out of my hair. Whatever it is, you can get that at ABC Signs and ABC Shirts. And they bring you wit and wisdom from our 40th president.
Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. It has to be fought for and defended by each generation.
That was the abbreviated version.
Oh, did we get the abbreviated version?
Sorry, we have that on file.
Oh, we got the abbreviated.
And I inadvertently threw the abbreviated version in there.
Oh, because I was a little bit longer, so you caught me off guard.
Yes, like, we've used this clip on more than one occasion.
One occasion. And yeah. I picked it as from The Time of Choosing, a speech from 1964. And I picked it because it says, we didn't pass this on to our children in their bloodstream. Freedom is never than more generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it on to our children in our bloodstream. And I picked this to go with this week's column, which is The Flame of Faith is Flickering.
Well, matches perfectly what we opened with. And I found the article. It's on our website.
Oh,
about
good.
The minaret.
About the minaret.
Yes.
Okay. And I wrote about in The Flame is Flickering about the Notre Dame, how the cathedral burned and how the French, they didn't really think of themselves as Christians or anything until they saw their cathedral burning. Well, maybe now I'm wrong with the minaret thing, but it seemed that they... Because they raised over $1 billion in like a couple of days.
Oh, yeah.
To
yeah.
restore Notre Dame, because they couldn't imagine Paris without Notre Dame. I mean, and so it looked like maybe they were realizing about what French Christendom means to France. Can France really be France... Or Paris without Notre Dame. And I took that with...
The cynic in me says that it was more about the tourism industry.
I addressed that, yeah.
As opposed to Christianity.
It's a great tourist attraction. How many people go to worship and how many people go to gawk?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? So I did bring... But I took it back to here. We've had just a couple of polls out. Now, we're still an overwhelming... nation of Christians, but if you look at a couple of poll things, there were some things that should cause you pause. In the last 20 years, those that identify as being Christian has gone from 99% to 77%. Now, 77% is huge, but when you think there's a 13% drop in two decades, when that number barely budged for two centuries, that should give you pause.
Yeah.
That all of a sudden is dropping at that rate, even though there's still a lot. Should give you pause that the number that don't believe is more than doubled,
right.
From 8% to 19%. Also, the first ever when they asked to identify yourself, it's always either like been usually was Catholic.
Right.
Catholic, Protestant were the two top ones in the a fourth of the people or more, a fourth to a third said they were Catholic or Protestant.
Right. Mm.
And those are down to less than a quarter. For the first time, no religious affiliation barely edges out the Catholics as the number one response when asked about religious affiliation. So I was trying to tie it in to say, you saw Notre Dame burning. Are we seeing our own flame flicker? And don't wait until it's a crisis.
Yeah.
Because this country, and that's one of the things that's, it's not a Christian nation. Take that, but I would say, we are a nation of Christians.
Yeah.
And if we fail to be a nation of Christians, we can't, America, like, it can Paris be Paris, France be France without Notre Dame? America cannot be America without Christianity.
Yeah.
Because that's where our freedom comes from. It comes from God. It's written in there. If you take all of that out, it all collapses.
Right. Secularism always goes the same direction.
Yep.
And it's without
yes. faith. Secularism goes to socialism. Mm-hmm. That's why they all get on that. But that's, go check it out. The Flame of Faith is Flickering at the Call News or the Tri-City Ledger or wherever you can find it.
That's good. It's almost like we planned that or something.
It's almost like all right, we got holding very patiently for now 3 hours and 13 minutes, Dr. Lou Campinosi, the president of your South Alabama Tea Party, the Common Sense Campaign. Dr. Lou, how are you?
Doing good, Pete. Thank you for having me on. That was a great interview you had with the Colonel on this recovery program. I think that what our troops have done for 17, 18 years in this war on terror, to say nothing of those who went before them, is something that cannot be forgotten. And, for this sort of an organization to be working as it is now, it's absolutely great. So thank you for having him on. People need to hear about it.
Yeah, no, they're doing great, great work there. There's a lot of good story there. Now, you had the 10th annual tax day rally here a couple weekends ago. I had a good turnout, and it's been going on for 10 years, and I know you're appreciative of all the people that supported that.
I am very appreciative, and I'm sorry I did not get to call in before now, but it has been a crazy, you know, 2 weeks with school and Easter and everything else like that. But I did get a note out that Callie sent out to all of our Facebook and our email through the system, thanking everyone, and especially want to thank you and obviously Colonel Frazier, who put together the Common Sense campaign. And it's been a long road. It's been a difficult road, but we're still there in the fight. And I think it's important that we stay in the fight. And again, the one example that I will give, and I mentioned it the other day when we were at the rally, is this business of Common Core.
Right. Give us an update on that.
Yeah, just a quick update. We're floundering, okay? The repeal bill, SB 119, went to the House weeks ago. And the whole question about Senator Del Marsh's motivation for doing this was really all along the lines of, well, this is just another one of these political scams. He's trying to gain conservative support for a run for Jeff Sessions' old seat. Well, now he's dropped out, and the fact of the matter is that this bill is going nowhere in the House, in part because the House Education Committee is sitting on it with Terry Collins, who's an old, you know, an old opponent of what we're doing. She likes Common Core. Then you've got other people who are supposedly the sponsors of the bill, such as this guy Randy Wood, who happens to be a friend of Marsh, and they live in the same town. And this guy has done nothing. We had a good talk with Bob Fincher, retired teacher, and Bob is on the Education Committee. He wants to get rid of Common Core, but as he said, you've got this guy Wood, who hasn't said anything about bringing the bill up to the committee. You've got Collins, who's sitting on it. You've got, you know...
Dr. Lou, how many times have we seen this play out in the last...
Yeah,
how many years have we been doing this?
The 35th time. But whether it's one time or 10 times, the fact of the matter is that this is the third closest that we've been to it.
Right.
The first was the Beeson bill in 16. The next time was 2016 with... 17 with... Michael Sentence as a superintendent. And now you have this bill, which was overwhelmingly sent to the House by the Senate. So what we're trying to do is push this along, and I would urge everyone, and we'll get another email out probably.
To call your legislators.
Get it out and say, call your legislators. They've got to. The other thing that, and I talked to Quinn Hillier about this, Quinn really thinks that the governor wants to see especially the math and Common Core gone. We need to push her to push hard on doing something along those lines.
Yeah, so, but we've been doing, the Common Core has been going on, 8 years?
Oh, yeah.
Eight years we've been fighting this. We've been told Republicans want to get rid of it for 8 years, and the Republicans the entire time have controlled the state legislature, the governor's office, and the State Board of Education, and that shows you how effective your electing Republicans is for your conservatives.
Exactly.
They've had all of it for 8 years, and they've gotten exactly crap done.
And the fact that you have a crisis in Alabama education is entirely the fault of Common Core and the Republicans in their in the political leadership that wants the BCA money more than they are worried about the kids' education.
And look, we're 8 years down the road and the thing is failing. I'm trying to figure out why BCA is still invested. Why don't they punt? They realize it's a dog and it ain't a winner. Why are they still invested?
I think because partly they've invested a lot of money into it, and it's hard to get rid of it. Some of the states are having problems getting rid of it. The money is twisted into this in terms of, you know, labor money coming in. You've got educational money tied into various titles. The fact of the matter is, you know, we may have just, you know, met something that is going to be more difficult, and it's going to take more than just 8 or 9 years. And
well,
so we're willing to invest the time and the effort, but we've got to have the people, you know,
and that's why you need
making sure that our voices are heard.
That's why you need a South Alabama Tea Party, the Common Sense Campaign. Go to commonsensecampaign.org.
Amen. You got it. So I tell you, Pete, next week I will call you back and let you know where we are.
Okay.
Another week of this, but I do think, hey, the session's ending on the 23rd. We've got to get a fire lit, and we've got to do it fast.
Do it, because they're doing it to us again, folks.
Exactly.
Got to get out there and call your representatives. There'll be more information on our Facebook page or commonsensecampaign.org. We'll be right back.
Thanks, Pete.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. And hey, if you are looking for a conservative church, a Bible-teaching church, you need to go to Magnolia Springs Baptist Church down at 6058 Theodore Dawes Road down there in Theodore. It is a great community church, a great fellowship, really nice people. But most of all, it's a conservative church that teaches the Word of God as written by God. Very Bible, true to the Bible church, Magnolia Springs Baptist Church. Check them out every Sunday down there at 6058 Theodore Dawes Road in Tillman's Corner. Before we go back to Creepy Uncle Joe, I wanted to make sure we get this one out. I don't know if you saw, but finally we're getting a little traction on the Sanctuary City, folks. Did you see a Massachusetts judge has been indicted by the feds for helping an illegal alien escape last year? There was a twice deported illegal alien was in a Massachusetts courtroom and was already had other charges for ICE to get him and deport him.
Right.
Was in there for drug charges. This judge asked the ICE agent to wait outside the courtroom while they said, when we're done, we'll let you know. And while he waited outside, this judge allowed the illegal alien to escape through chambers.
Wow.
Now, really?
A
judge is supposed to be upholding the law. And look, sometimes judges will tell you, I don't like this. I think this is wrong, but this is what the law is.
Right.
This is what you got to do.
Yeah.
I'm here to uphold the law.
My hands are tied. I can't do anything. And this is, I mean, a lot of times you hear that with the sentencing guidelines.
Right.
When the legislature has said, for this crime, if you're convicted of this crime, this is the sentence a judge has.
You're there for the law.
I can't do anything except impose this sentence.
So hopefully, and this federal judge could be looking at jail time. So hopefully, you start putting some of these sanctuary city officials, mayors, judges, whatever, in jail, you might see some of that stuff backing off.
Yeah.
Although, people crapping all over your streets in San Francisco should be a motivator.
What, in Arizona and...
Yeah, there's one in New Mexico.
Yes.
You're talking about the ones that have screamed out a crisis.
They're dying. Yeah, I mean, what can
we
they
We can't handle it.
It's no, it's so unfair to them.
Right now, DHS is releasing 1,400 illegal aliens every day out of detention centers.
Yeah, I think there's been 7,000.
From overflow.
Yeah.
1,400 every day from overflow.
I don't understand. Why is that? Do you know why this
is happening? Think about that. Every 2 weeks, Saraland has been released.
Why is it different now in the past couple weeks? What's changed?
Well, I think maybe part of it is, or one of the things I read is that you really have a flood because they're worried that at some point the wall's going to go up, it's going to stop.
Right.
It's kind of like people buying guns when Obama was president.
Effort.
Yeah, exactly. The best thing that the gun industry could have come along was the election of Obama.
Right.
Everybody went out and bought another weapon.
But
everybody.
I didn't know if something happened.
The motivation I read is it's because.
Yeah, the motivation is, and after a while you reach a tipping point. I mean, it's just like. They say, man, if you don't do it now, if you don't get into the country now, you're never going to get in. Come on, you never know when that wall's going up. You never know. Come on, let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
I say give them a bus ticket to Nancy Pelosi's district.
That's what the president wants
to
do.
I think it'd be hilarious. And I think it should. They should. They say they want them. Why don't they do it?
Yeah.
Let's get back to Uncle Joe real quick. He made it official finally today. He is 76, will be 77 this November.
Mm-hmm.
So he's no spring chicken. This is the third time he ran again for president. You may not remember, Teresa probably wasn't even born when he ran the first time in 87, 88. Do you remember that?
I vaguely recall.
He was
a
presidential candidate in 87-88. Do you remember why he withdrew before the primary?
I don't recall.
Plagiarization.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
They got him. He would plagiarize a bunch of speeches, said he'd written them, and then he was also listing that he was the top of his law class. You must have had that in Bernie,
not so
Joe.
Much. Not
were
so
you,
much.
Were you reading upside down, Joe? So he got caught, and he withdrew there. Now, I'm laughing at Joe Biden has been put into this. And I don't know, did you hear clips of his video announcement?
Yeah, yeah.
About how, you know, I've watched this president and how he's trashed traditional American values, and I have never known this country be under greater threat than from this president. Really, Joe?
Yeah.
Joe, you've been alive since World War II, and you're going to sit there and say that Donald Trump is the greatest threat to American values.
Yeah. Sounds a little hyperbolic to me.
Yeah. No, Joe. You need to get in there so we can have post-term abortions, right, Joe? Because that's American values.
Let's just...
Or no, you need to get in there so we can have socialism and free college and Medicare for all, because that's what American values are, right?
On one hand, though, you could just put aside all of that and just, he's just not that smart.
He is not that smart.
I mean, just put it, all that junk away. What? He is just not smart enough.
All you got to do, have you ever heard that clip? And this was way back when he was trying to run for president. This is before he was vice president and everything. Forget which time. It was the second time he ran for president, which I forget. And he had that clip, and he goes, you know, here in Delaware, you can't go into a Dunkin' Donuts unless you have a slight Indian accent. I'm not kidding you. There's only Indians in there. Really good donuts, really good coffee. So you have to have a slight... Who says stupid stuff like that?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Right.
So, like, all you got to do... But I mean, it's just play that 24 hours a day, and people go,
And it's not even just those. It's like
Stand up, take a bow. Oh, my. Yeah, you can't
God
do that.
Bless you, George.
God bless you, George. Stand up, take a bow. Oh.
He was in a wheelchair.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, think about foreign policy.
He's wrong on everything.
Yeah. So he's kind of like the opposite voter card.
And then, of course, I love this. He announces today... Boom, there's a poll. He's leading Trump by 8 points.
Yeah, what poll
is that? Does anybody believe that?
No.
Does anybody believe that Joe Biden announced today, and he said, and then, I love it, he announced today, later spotted on an Amtrak. He's the commie.
Yeah, that was a good little stuff.
Really, you morons, you really think that Joe Biden rides around on an Amtrak? You think it's a coincidence? And,
yeah, he didn't want that photo up. Yeah.
What is more common man American than putting co-workers, auto workers, the Rust Belt back to work?
Yeah.
Mr. Trump, Mr. Biden, Mr. Trump did that. Anyway, I just don't
see it.
He's
just the worst choice.
I don't think he's going to make it. Now, somebody tried to, can we snatch that call? We got a second.
But we're out. We're out of time.
All right. Well, we had to get through all the Joe stuff. I don't think he's a threat. There's a big race for giveaways. I'm not sure he's going to make it through the primary. I mean, he's old.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got to live another year and a half. Okay?
And not hug people.
All right. Don't forget, check out our Facebook page for all the Veterans Recovery stuff.
That's right. Get your tickets.
May 2nd?
It's
race?
May 1 week from tonight. Run the Roses. Derby theme. Dinner party. It's going
to
be a lot of fun.
Go to the dinner party. Then you can listen to us on the way home. Honey, it is time to come home.